I think it's really hard when we're talking about folks who are working on software or working on projects because they want to. They've got their own idea of how they want to spend their time, and maybe they don't think that the time that they spend working on security is going to be as important or valuable as the time they spend implementing new features. And by the way, this compromise is happening in every development environment. That new feature, that's something your users can feel. Capitalizing on this opportunity means that, you know, more people will use your code, and that's very exciting. And it's very hard to say that the time you spend in security is going to have a measurable output, because you don't have a problem until someone points it out to you necessarily. Yeah. So you might actually be incredibly vulnerable. People might be taking advantage of the vulnerabilities in your code to compromise the environments that it's running in, and you won't necessarily know that this is happening. So creating, I think, a bar is probably the best thing we can do as a community to say that this is a critical skill for CS students, that it's part of all curriculum, that it's part of a development environment that you do this work, that we do threat modeling, that we do identify security requirements for this code, that we discuss what the code is intended to mitigate and what it's not, so that when you're making decisions about how to use it in your environment, you can say, well, I'm going to have to mitigate this problem some other way because they're saying they're not resilient against these kinds of problems. Good, that's actually really helpful. Yeah. Saying that, exposing the tools you're using for analysis to find vulnerability, because other folks might be able to build on that and change. For example, let's say this is our suite of fuzz testers that we're using against this code base. Other folks can start from somewhere, they don't have to start from scratch and then build upon that. And we can leverage work that already exists in this environment. So there might be somebody who wants to participate for a little while, but they don't necessarily have 6 months to invest, or they've got a full-time something else that they're doing, but they're interested in this project because of something that catches their attention for a little while. Make it a little bit easier to contribute more lightly. But I think raising our standards for what constitutes a professional development environment and what constitutes a professional software developer in terms of creating those baseline security practices and skills.